I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking breaking up with your student loans in 2018.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey, listeners, we want to get to know you better. Millennial Money is competing with other shows to get the most responses for a quick survey. And of course, we want to win, right? It only takes a few minutes of your time, and you can do it straight from your smartphone. Help us out and support the show by going to wondery.com/survey and filling it out. That's Wondery, wondery.com/survey. So one of the top money resolutions for 2018 is to get rid of that debt that keeps you locked up from so many of your goals that you really want to achieve, in particular, student loans. I hear from so many listeners over the month of December that nothing would make them happier than to roll out of 2018 with a lot less, if not zero, student loan debt. And I hear you. I mean, it is crippling a lot of people's bank accounts. It's crippling a lot of goals. And in fact, it's crippling a lot of relationships. I hear from a lot of couples where I may hear from the guy or the girl just about, you know, not wanting to get married to somebody because of their student loan debt, or being really frustrated that they got married or they're in a serious relationship and that the student loan debt is holding them back. And that's why I'm always just such a big fan of, you know, communication around money. And I think we don't do it enough because we're really scared to communicate about money, especially if we're married or we're getting married or, you know, if we're in that really serious relationship. We want to keep things happy. We want to keep the illusion of perfection. And unfortunately, that's just not really a reality. I mean, if you've been in a long-term relationship, you understand that eventually all of those things come to light, and they need to come to light. And I think it's easier if you just deal with them and talk about them in the beginning, or, you know, when you're starting to have those feelings of frustration, rather than letting it, you know, internalize and turn into something more than it should be. I mean, it is possible to be in a relationship and to not fight about money. It is actually possible. It's not that you're never going to have a disagreement. It's not that you're never going to get upset about how the other person is spending their money. But, you know, we've really found that keeping those weekly communication check-in times and then just also explaining yourself to the other person, like, hey, you know, I don't necessarily feel great when you spend money on X, Y, or Z, or you spend that amount of money. You know, it really helps clear the air, because let's face it, like, you can't read the other person's mind as much as you think you might be able to. Promise you can't actually read their mind. But this episode's not about relationships, but just wanted to, you know, encourage those of you who are frustrated maybe at student loan debt holding you back in a relationship, that there are ways to break up with those student loans. And it's no shock. I mean, there are over 44 million borrowers who owe more than $1.4 trillion in student loan debt. And that number's only getting higher. Some student loan payments are big, or, you know, really, I think huge is a better word. Bigger than car payments and nearing some, you know, some home loan payments, which just, it just blows my mind that at least in the United States, it costs that much money just to get an education. And then unfortunately, what's happening is after you get that degree, you're rolling out into an economy where there aren't a whole lot of options. And, you know, a lot of people are becoming entrepreneurs or starting side hustles purely because you have to. There aren't a lot of other options. And, you know, your income isn't increasing as much as it needs to be in order to, you know, really get rid of these student loans. And there's just so much frustration. But I think if we're going to be more empowered in 2018, we've got to make up our minds to do just that, right? Not that you're not going to get stressed out or worried about your student loans or about your money or about debt, but maybe if we can all encourage each other, we can actually create a movement of all of us breaking up with our student loan debt. And the reality is that you know, you might not be able to get rid of all your student loan debt in 2018, but if you go into it with a plan, with a strategy, with some sort of framework around how you're approaching your student loans, you're going to be really shocked at the progress you can actually make in a year. Like, I guarantee you, it could actually blow your mind, you know? The good news is, though, if I'm going to give you good news about student loans, it's that you don't need a lot of fancy techniques to break up with your student loans. Again, it's the commitment to approach those loans with a little bit of strategy. And again, I think, you know, when I talk about strategy and framework and a plan, all of those sorts of things, I don't want you to get bogged down in that it has to be followed perfectly, that all the steps have to be followed in, you know, some sort of sequential order, because that's not true. Remember, money is not one size fits all. What works for you is not going to work for me, and vice versa. So you really have to figure out, you know, what are the different tips and strategies and plans and ideas that are going to work for your own individual situation. But the idea behind this is just to unlock that place in your brain that gets you thinking a little bit different about your student loans and get you moved past that place where you're just totally frustrated with the amount of debt you have, move you to a place where you feel empowered, like you can start making some changes to really, you know, get rid of that debt as fast as possible. And one of the easiest ways to get rid of that debt is to simply pay more in 2018. I know that sounds like, well, duh, of course, but you'd be surprised at the amount of people that you know, you're just not thinking about this, right? So you know you have to make those 12 payments. You have to make every payment once a month. Of course, that makes sense, right? But why not consider making 13 or 16 or 18 payments, you know, upping the amount of payments that you make to your student loans? That number is completely up to you. But if you do decide to pay more, I want you to call your student loan servicer and advise them of your plan, what you're going to do, how much extra you're going to make, so that you can make sure those payments are applied to your balance and not just held towards the next month, which sometimes servicers do because they're like, well, they don't normally make extra payments, so we'll just hold that amount and roll it over to the next payment. But in fact, what you actually want to do is make extra payments. And even just, you know, an extra payment or two really does help reduce your overall student loan debt. It is miraculous what can happen. And that's for any debt where you have a car loan, you have credit card debt, you know, any type of loan that you might have. That strategy works great, even just paying a little bit extra. There's all of this talk about refinancing, and there are so many different companies out there now that are offering refinancing. SoFi might be one that you've heard of. They are all over the place. They are advertising like crazy. I've seen them advertise during the baseball playoffs, during college football. So they're definitely trying to go after, you know, a younger crowd and introduce the concept of refinancing. But a little framework: if your student loan interest rate is 7% or higher, you may want to consider looking at refinancing with, you know, one of these financial technology companies like SoFi. There are lots of other ones out there. There's Prosper. My gosh, there's so many different ones out there. You just want to make sure that you really vet the company that you're going for. And you also want to evaluate, you know, are you eligible for student loan forgiveness through any of the public service student loan forgiveness programs? If you're a teacher, if you work for a nonprofit, anything like that, you know, if you go to the refinancing option, you're going to lose that eligibility for loan forgiveness. So that's definitely something to think about. Another thing to think about is, what is the length of the current loan you have now versus the new loan? You know, you just want to make sure that you're not actually increasing your debt because you're increasing that payback period by, you know, another 10 years or 20 years, whatever it may be. And then, you know, can you pay more than the new payment? So if you're refinancing to a lower interest rate, you know, and it's lowering your student loan payment, can you make the same payment that you were making before, if not more? And then you can really rev up the payoff on your student loans. You know, each lender, they're going to have their own eligibility requirements, underwriting criteria. You're going to need income as well. Not a big shock, right? You're going to need a good credit profile. Debt to income and a monthly free cash flow are really important. And this is where knowing your numbers is going to pay off. And before you apply, I really encourage you to check your credit score so you know where you're at. At least have an idea of, you know, where you might fall in line of the refinance. Now, the cool thing about a lot of these companies, I know SoFi does this, I know Prosper does this, is you can actually go online and you can, you know, have them do a little investigation as to whether you would get approved and what your interest rate would be. So they're going to do what's called a soft pull on your credit report. It's not actually going to be reflective on your credit report. They're just kind of doing a preliminary search as to, you know, where you might fall in line. And so that's a great way to at least, you know, have an idea of whether this worked for you or not. And then to maximize your chances of being approved for refinance student loans, you should apply simultaneously to multiple lenders. So if you apply to the multiple lenders during that, you know, 24-hour period, you're not hitting your credit all of these different times. But I don't like that approach a lot. You know, if you get denied from one company, the chances that you're going to get denied from another is pretty high. So, you know, you really want to understand why you're going to get denied for that particular loan so that you can work to improve your chances going forward. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book. Listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Another thing is just to pay more than the minimum, just like you would with your credit card. So if you're not comfortable making an extra payment or a couple extra payments, look at, you know, can I, you know, if my student loan payment is $300 a month, can I up my payment to $350 or $325? Seriously, even a few extra dollars, it really does make a difference in the overall payment. For example, let's assume you had, you know, $100,000 in student loans, which sounds like a lot of money, but a lot of the new graduates, that's how much you're going to have in student loans. And let's pretend the interest rate is 7% and it's the standard 10-year repayment term. If you make a one-time lump sum payment of $2,000 extra bucks, you would save $1,703 on your student loans and pay off your student loans 4 months early. So $2,000 might be a little over, you know, how much you can actually afford, but the whole point is you can really start chopping down the length of time that you're going to have to repay your student loans just by making extra payments. You can make these lump sum payments too. All the loan servicers will totally approve taking a lot more cash from you. But again, you want to make sure that you give them a call and just let them know that that's what you're doing. So let's say you get a bonus at work, or maybe you get a big raise this year, or maybe you come into some money from an inheritance, you know, a relative passed away. I know that's not, you know, a great scenario, but sometimes you're left, you know, a decent sum of money and you're trying to figure out what to do with it. Well, putting some towards your student loans is a great way to get those things paid off super fast. And, you know, you can really put any extra money you make to good use by supercharging this whole breakup timeline. That's really the word I'm searching for. And again, you know, if we can cut it, you know, 4 months and 6 months and 8 months and 12 months, and maybe this year you can't pay as much towards your student loans, that's totally cool. Maybe next year something might be different, or maybe something happens during the midpoint of this year and you come into a lot of extra money, you know. Don't just spend all that money on stuff you want to buy. If you're really frustrated with your student loans or any other debt that you have, you know, think about putting a good portion of that money towards this debt. And again, it might not wipe it all out during this year, but it's really going to help you in the long run get rid of that debt so much faster. And if you don't already know this, most lenders do give a really nice interest rate reduction. Often it's about 0.25% if you use the auto debit feature for your student loans. If you don't have this in place, you're seriously missing out on one of the easiest and smartest ways to get rid of that debt. Because not only is paying more money towards your loan going to wipe those out faster, but if we can start dramatically lowering the interest rate, man, that's going to wipe out your debt super fast. And if we can lower the interest rate, but you can still make your old payment, if not more, that's kind of the double whammy approach to getting your loans paid off super fast. But, you know, breaking up with your debt is fun. We all like to break up with our debt. We don't like to break up with people, of course, right? But breaking up with our debt is something that we all love to do. But sometimes you also need to stay in that relationship just a little bit longer than you like. You're probably thinking, what? This is not good advice. But let's say you want to buy a house next year, since interest rates are still at historic lows. You're going to need a lot of cash for your down payment, all those closing costs, and then all of the expenses that come up in the first year. Like, you know, for instance, when you're disposal breaks down on Thanksgiving, you're cooking for 10 people and you have to call the plumber and pay holiday prices. Yes, that has actually happened to me and it's super expensive.
I think the second or third year, I owned a house. The plumbing just like exploded and had to get all new copper piping in the house all the way out to the sidewalk. And I believe at the time it was somewhere in the neck of $25,000. I didn't exactly have $25,000 just sitting around waiting to spend on plumbing, something that I wasn't even going to see. But the point is, you know, home ownership is really expensive. There are a lot of things that come up that you're not expecting, let alone the things that you want to do, you know, expanding your house or redoing a bathroom, redoing a kitchen, painting, even just putting up new blinds in your house can be really expensive. So, you know, sometimes you'll get into situations like that where you know a big goal is coming up, or, you know, you're planning for a big goal, and it may actually prompt you to put the pause button on supercharging or breaking up with your student loan debt faster. And that's okay. That's actually just a part of life. And that's going to happen. There's going to be an ebb and flow. So that's just a gentle reminder to you to not get so frustrated when, you know, especially the planners listening to this podcast, maybe the type A people who are a little bit like me, where you lay out a plan and then if you can't follow that plan, you know, to a T, you get really, really frustrated. And with money, I mean, this is going to happen in life. Maybe you've gone through a period in your life like this, or maybe you're in one now, or maybe you haven't. So this is just a word of caution that that's probably going to happen at some point in time. But you know, sometimes you have to like just back off your debt payment a little bit to be able to live life, because, you know, there are a lot of goals that we all want to achieve and a lot of them take cash. And so sometimes you just need to reroute your strategy a little bit, but I digress. You know, you want to pay off that balance. You want to get that totally paid off, but you also need to make sure that you're, you know, setting aside some cash in savings, especially if you have one of those big goals coming up this year. And taking a year off from the breakup is not going to be a big deal in the large scheme of life, right? Y'all, of course, always got to make your minimum payment. Of course, you got to do that. But, you know, you can maybe take, you know, certain months where you pay more towards your student loans and maybe other months where you're just paying your minimum. That's totally up to you. It's still going to help you get ahead further faster. And I feel like a lot of experts don't talk about that enough. You know, we talk about balance and then we freak out when everything doesn't go to plan, especially with our bank accounts. But, you know, give yourself some breathing room this year to make these adjustments throughout the year. As long as you're working a plan and adjusting that plan, then you're still in the breakup process. You haven't failed. You haven't done anything wrong. So what do you owe? You know, what is your student loan balance? What is your interest rate? How much extra are you committing to your student loans this year? If this year feels like way too big of a thing to think about, what are you committing this month? Let's just look at January. You know, what are we going to do this month to try to supercharge this breakup process? And what will motivate you to stay committed? Hint, a good idea is just to put this all on auto debit. You know, I find sometimes like forced motivation is the easiest, but of course, you know, you got to make sure that you have the cash to do this. But, you know, what's going to motivate you to stay committed to this process? And sometimes figuring that out helps you figure out all the other pieces of the puzzle. So 2018, we're going to start a movement. We're going to break up with our student loan debt. We're going to get out there. We're going to get amazing careers. We're going to get paid what we're worth. And this is going to be the year where we're going to move forward. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a 5-star review.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/cdspecials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.